She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hey, well, welcome back. Listen, thanks for listening. I am so excited about this segment because I've been a consultant in the natural product industry for over a decade, and I got to tell you, there are some debates out there about vitamins, and there's a lot of opinions and even more choices, believe it or not. I mean, it seems that there is a vitamin for every single stage of your life. They can be manufactured for men and women. They're in tablets, they're in capsules, they're in liquid form. What is best? Well, I got a guest that you might be very familiar with if you're listening along. This is my friend, my colleague, Ray Dustar, otherwise known as the Juice Star. He's the everyday juicer. He's got a compelling, passionate story about juicing. And also, hey, is it enough? And he's got an opinion, too, on liquid vitamins versus anything else. So, Ray, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. I'm so glad once again to be talking about you. I notice that every time I talk with you, I feel like, I don't know, my blood pressure lowers, my heart rate increases in a good way. I just feel more happy, quite honestly.
Well, that is an incredibly nice thing to say, and I appreciate it. I enjoyed the fish discussion, actually. I learned that. I'll tell you, the interesting thing for me is every time in the segment before my segment, I always learn something good. So I appreciate that. Anyway, today is actually really interesting. I'm going to start off with a little story. So my fresh vegetable juicing and taking of my Boost liquid vitamin has enabled me to not be sick for, counting today, I'm on day 576. So literally, I have not been sick for 576 days. And every time I say that or talk about it, I think, oh, man, I just jinxed myself. But here's a funny little anecdote. So I woke up on Monday, and I just had that, oh, man, I'm not feeling 100%. Oh, boy, here we go. So what I ended up doing was Monday, Tuesday, and then this morning, I did my routine, which is basically fresh squeezed orange juice in the morning, about 12-ounce glass, and then I did 32 ounces of fresh squeezed veggie juice both Monday night and Tuesday night, and then I actually doubled up my my shots of Boost. So I took one shot in the morning, and I took one shot at night. And I am happy to report that as of 12:14 Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday, the streak is still alive. I'm feeling 100% better. And, you know, it's like this stuff works. And I wanted to use that as a segue because the goal of this, you know, discussion today is to talk about vitamins. And I wanted to start off by saying, let's first talk about the concept of supplement versus replacement. You know, at the end of the day, whether it's Boost or any other vitamin that you take, you know, what I stress on people is do not look at your vitamin as a replacement for example, some of the vitamins you can get from the right types of fish, like you talked about in the last segment. Do not look for your vitamin D as a replacement for, you know, going outside and getting 10 to 15 minutes of natural sunlight a day on your face and your hands and, you know, wherever else you can get. You should really think about vitamins as a supplement, and unfortunately that word in our, you know, society has almost taken on the meaning of replacement in a non-official way, but it really should not be viewed upon like that. It should be looked at as basically exactly that, a supplement to a healthier and better lifestyle that you should be leading and a supplement to the vitamins and minerals that you should be getting from your right nutritional sources. So,
well, I love that you say that. I'm gonna interrupt you for 1 second just because what's so amazing about what you say, and I think this is really important, is that I always make the analogy of like, hey, if somebody can't make their financial needs, okay, through the month, they're going to have to supplement their income, right? They're going to have to go out and get another job. They're going to have to do something to make that meet, right? So sometimes I think because of our compromised food chain, our compromised soil, and a lot of time, unfortunately, and we're working on this, people's compromised choices, they aren't making their required daily allowances of, or optimal, let's just say optimal, because I heard that RDA actually stands for really dumb assumptions, all right? We need optimal levels of these vitamins and minerals. And so supplementing is exactly the word that I resonate to in that framework as well. So take it away.
Fantastic. No, I actually are aligned on that. So now let's talk about something that is like incredibly near and dear to my heart. And I've probably used this analogy on pretty much every show. It's in regards to liquids versus pills. And I honestly, I cannot say enough about how believing and passionate I am about the concept of liquids when it applies to vitamins and also when it applies to the fresh vegetable juicing. And the analogy I've used, and I'll use it again, is think about coffee, think about wine. You know, what happens when you drink those respective beverages, especially if you drink them on, let's say, an empty stomach? You basically end up getting, whether it's the alcohol component or the caffeine component, bypassing your digestion, goes directly into your bloodstream, and you feel the respective responses from that. So when you think about vitamins, I mean, again, to me, it is an absolute no-brainer that I want to take a liquid vitamin to do exactly and simulate that experience that coffee and wine do. I want the benefits of that vitamin to go directly into my bloodstream, go directly into my cells, and have the most bioavailability as possible. And that same exact principle applies to the fresh vegetable juicing. And as everybody knows, you know, a boost was basically born on accident when I had a hard time swallowing pill form vitamins. Not only did those horse pills get stuck in my throat several times, which if anybody's had that happen, that is not a pleasant experience.
No, it's not.
it's not pleasant while it's happening, and it's not pleasant for the next day and a half when your throat is sore. But also, you know, that nauseated feeling. You know, I lived for 6 years. That's pretty crazy when I think back on it. I literally lived for 6 years, from 2006 to 2012, with literally 20 minutes of nausea a day, practically, from taking my pill form vitamins. So for me and my body, you know, I really am incredibly passionate about the optimal absorption and bioavailability, you know, being received from a vitamin or fresh vegetable juice, for that matter, in the liquid form. So that was second big point for me today.
I love it. And I got to also tell you, because, you know, I have an active practice, even though I have a diversified career and I get to do really fun things like be on Radio MD and you know, other things. You know, I love to see people, and every day that I'm in my practice, the number one thing that people come in to see me for is digestive disturbances. And so everybody is different, and there are many people that do just fine with capsules and tablets, et cetera, in their supplement form. But quite honestly, if people have digestive disturbances, which a lot of people do, we actually have to then worry about the assimilation and the absorption of not only their food particles, but also their supplements. And so in this case, pre-digested bioavailable liquid supplements is so much more guaranteed to get them better faster, because they get to use these vitamins, minerals, enzymes to fuel their biochemistry and heal their body.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that was definitely a great kind of, you know, scientific sort explanation of it. And, you know, I even think about it from a purely like common sense point of view, and I'm thinking, can my body, what does my body think when I swallow that pill? Anyway, let's move on to the third thing, which is something I really wanted
We're going to have to hold the third thing to the next time that we're together, because we're out of time. But as always, I think your body loves you so much because of your brain, your heart, and the lovely things you do. You can go to boost.com, B-U-I-C-E-D.com, Dr. Holly, for the 20% discount.